This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends.
Welcome to Pop Tech Radio. You could find us on the web at poptechradio.com. I'm your new host, Jeff Dorgay, and I'm here today. We're going to talk about headphones, a really popular topic in audio. Both consumer high-end headphones seem to have taken the world by storm in the last couple of years, becoming, you know, a whole nother segment of the audio world. So I've got Lionel Goodfield from Sim Audio in Montreal, and they are known for an award-winning line of amplifiers, preamplifiers, DACs, CD players, and they've just made the move into the headphone world with two headphone amplifiers, the HA430 and the 230 HAD. So we're going to talk to Lionel about some of the development and what led them down that path.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Lionel.
Well, we got into the we've decided to pursue the headphone amplifier market because, like you say, it's a massive and growing market with huge potential. Matter of fact, I often refer to it as a headphone universe, not a headphone world, because it would be shortchanging the size of this market.
True. It really is. Lionel and I are both a little bit older audiophiles. And, you know, back in our day, an expensive pair of headphones was about $89. I mean, nowadays you can buy a pair of headphones for $5,000.
Or more.
Yeah. And with that, you need a really high quality headphone amplifier to get the performance out of those headphones. And that's where you come in, Lionel.
Yes. Well, so we got into this because we already had the engineering know-how and the facility to pursue an endeavor like this. And one of the goals of our company and our products is to bridge the emotional connection between a customer and his or her music. And when you listen to music through headphones, it's a very personal experience and probably one of the best ways to achieve that goal. You know, when people connect with their music on an emotional level, they're going to want to listen to music more often. And it's been scientifically proven. There's so many studies out there that have demonstrated that there's so many benefits to one's health through listening to music. So,
well, and so many of us too, we're often stuck on airplanes. You know, we're, you know, you're just like, you know, just like the iPad became popular a few years back. You know, first you didn't see anybody on the plane with an iPhone with an iPad. And, you know, now you see everybody with decent headphones on the plane. So it's just natural to take them home and plug them into your home system as well.
Correct. Yeah, it's completely odd. From 5 years ago, what you see when you get onto an airplane is complete opposite of what you used to see. And interestingly, the first thing people do when they get into their seat on a plane, because I fly a fair amount, is you see people setting up their iPad, their iPhone, whatever, with a set of headphones right away. It's almost as if it's the first thing they do. So obviously, it's important. And it's become more important over time, you know?
Well, very true. Now, again, let's get back to your two products. I mean, you've got two headphone amplifiers that are actually a little more than headphone amplifiers. They actually have a built-in DAC, and you can even use them as a two-channel preamplifier for a home stereo system. So it's they're both great bridge products for somebody that's starting out in the headphone world to go into a full-blown high-end music system from there.
Correct. Very correct. One of the things also, if you get back to why we pursue this is, and with these products in particular, is computer-based audio has become a very popular thing. And either of these models, depending on the caliber of all your other gear, it kind of allows you to have like a desktop system that will do everything, almost like an all-in-one in that sense.
True. Now, tell me.
It's more than just a headphone amplifier.
Okay, now tell me again, because you know me, I always get your product model numbers wrong. just for our audience, I know we're talking about the 430 HAD, correct?
There's two models, the 430 okay. HA, and it could be the HAD because the digital to analog converter module is an option.
Got it.
It can be that you can buy the unit with the option when you upon purchase, or it can always be done in the field as an aftermarket upgrade. And then the less expensive, more recent models, the 230 HAD. de-designation is part of the model number automatically because it comes with a digital to analog converter on board when you buy it new. It's not, there's no options on this model whatsoever.
Got it. And what was the pricing on those two models?
The less expensive model with 230 HAD is $1,500. The 430 HAD is $3,600, and when you add the DAC, it becomes $4,300.
Got it. Hey, that's, you know, again, that's a pretty premium product at that point, you know. But like I said, it does more than just be a headphone amplifier. Well, we're getting pretty close to commercial break again, so we'll come back to you right after this and go from there. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Shell. No other premium gasoline protects better than Shell V-Power. We'll be right back.